was bothering me. Okay. So what was bothering me was, why don't you say over here, if you're going to say that the Bilam and the Shomer are both the gaffers of the Tam, of the Chi of Tam, so why don't you say when the Shomer is Moda, like we said before, that he loses because he's Moda Mifta, he loses Chiyuv Shmira, and then the Chiyuv Hezek will be just Grumma. But the answer is like this. See, originally Reb Chaim asked, what shaychus does the Chiyuv Nezek have to the Chiyuv to return the Shor to the Bible? And he answered very simply, but he answered part of it. So this part is simple. He said that the Chiyuvei Nezikin of the Shomer make him be Mishalim with the Bilam's money. So therefore, he could be, since his Chiyuvei Nezikin make him be Mishalim with the Bilam's money, so when he's Modan Nifter, he's being Modan on his Chiyuvei Nezikin. Because the Chiyuvei Nezikin are making him pay, and that's how he's involved. They're making him pay with the Bilam's money. So therefore, when he's Modan, he's going to lose his Chiyuvei Nezikin, because the Chiyuvei Nezikin are tied in with the process of tashlumen to the nizik, right? Because that's in essence what the chiyuv and nizikin are doing. So therefore, if he'll be modo mifter, and now the mafrei has no chiyuv and nizikin, so it comes out that it's just grumma, right? That was Reb Chaim's teres before, but over here he's saying differently in Taisus. Don't really know what he's saying, but he seems to be saying in Taisus that the setting up of the Shomer as the Mazik, because of his carelessness, he's the architect of the whole of the chalos in the behema of chalos and gufo, so he can be modi even though he's not being mishalim, whatever that means. But that's what he says. But in that case, the hodor will not include his chiyuv and zikin because he's not being mishalim. So it's just the hodor vis-a-vis the nizik, which will not do anything for him vis-a-vis the Bilam, because that's a separate thing. So if it's tashlumen, and the tashlumen are wrapped up in the chiyuvei nezikin, so then when he's moda, he'll be mifter, and the chiyuvei nezikin will be off. So then the Chiyuv Nezikin don't exist, and it's just a groma and his pata. But if the Chiyuv over here is because he's the mazik, because he orchestrated the chalos in the tam, and that's why, and that's what he's not being modan peron. He's being modan simply on the. He's not being moda on. He's not even paying the nezakah. He's just being moda because he can't pay with the other person's money. So he's just being moda that he's the chalashem mazik. But there's no tashlumen involved. So therefore, he's never going to become moda or mifter on his chiyuvei nezikin. He follows the only reason why he's modem and his chiyuv and zikin is because his chiyuv and zikin cause him to pay with the Baal's money. Okay, so it's wrapped up. The chiyuv and zikin and the Baal's money and the tashlumen. So once he's mifter on the chiyuv and zikin. But over here, the chiyuv and zikin are not wrapped up with the Baal's money.
So even if he is patters himself as a mazik, he still is being the chayav the baal.
He still has his chiyuv and his zikin on him. So if the bialim, if they go to the bialim and they collect from the bialim, he's going to have to pay back the bialim.
Why isn't that a grama?
No, because in other words, the only reason it's a grama in the first case is because his chiyuv and his zikin are to the nizik to pay him with the mamon bialim. So when he's being modi, he's doing a ma'isa tashlumin. He's being moda, his chiyuv and his zikin are included. That's in that hybrid of paying with the bialim's money. But over here, he's not paying. He's just being moda that he's a Russian.
So what does that do?
So our client said that makes him a bialim.
That makes him a bialim?
Well, that's all piece before. I don't know exactly how that works, but that we had a little logic with. But he's saying that it doesn't matter who he pays with, whose money is paid. He is the Russia because he made the chalos in the shore. So he's just being more than being a Russia that he made a chalos in the shore. But that's not going to...
It doesn't make him not causing the Baal to...
He will now be played into the conference.
In other words, it's not going to make him... It's not going to make him not chayev in the zikin anymore.
Why not? How is he chayev in the zikin at all? He's not.
In other words, the moment he becomes a shaman and accepts the behemah, he's chayev in the zikin. That's nichnas tachas habayim.
Yeah.
Right.
Just as a mazik, not for
hashuvim. What's that?
Just as a mazik, not for
as a mazik. That's a mazik. So he has to pay the nizik.
Right.
Okay. So he has to pay the nizik, and by paying the nizik, so then he returns the show to the Bible. Right? The chiyuv and nizikin. The chiyuv and nizikin. He has the direct chiyuv and nizikin.
To the nizik.
To the nizik.
Even when he's moda and miftar, he still has that?
See, moda and miftar will only work if he's moda and miftar in a way that includes his chiyuv and nizikin.
Why doesn't it include his chiyuv and nizikin in this case?
In this case, why doesn't?
Yeah.
Because in this case, there's no tashlum. He's only being moda for creating the chalos on the shoratan. But he's not being, it has nothing to do with his chiyuv and his zikin because he's not paying the nizik.
So does he have chiyuv and his zikin or not?
Yeah.
So why, if he has chiyuv and his zikin, doesn't his hodah pater him from those chiyuv?